Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to the Regina Perkins Show. This is your host, Regina Perkins. A long time no see, guys. I hope you're having a blessed day. Today is Thursday. I love Thursday. Something about Thursday just always gets my spirit jump started. Something about Tuesday and Thursday is just always those 2 days out of the week, somehow or another, gets my spirit jump started and gets me. I just have a go in me. Do you have a day of the week that just seems to have a go in you that just, it just seems like this is your ordained day to get stuff done? I don't know what it is about those days, but it seems like those 2 days have been given to me just to get stuff done. But anyway, bless you guys. Thank you for joining me today on the Regina Perkins Show. I want to talk to you guys about some things that I've been considering and been thinking about, well, not considering, actually some new endeavors, some new projects, some new things that I'm putting my hands to. I just want to, first of all, thank you all for supporting the show, the Regina Perkins Show, the Regina Perkins Show YouTube channel, the Regina Perkins Show podcast, oh my God, the Regina Perkins Show on Facebook, and supporting the Regina Perkins Ministry on YouTube. Thank you guys for all of your support in everything that I do. My YouTube channel has grown tremendously and is continuing to grow, and it is astounding. It is amazing. It is marvelous, and it is the work of the Lord. I absolutely know it is, because it was such a surprise and such a shock how the channel grew so quick and so fast. And so I just thank God for you all and those who are supporting the channel. If you have not went to my YouTube channel, you know, I do have my ministry channel, but I started the Regina Perkins Show channel. It's lifestyle, inspiration, it's travel, it's food. It's just me unplugged and you're seeing a different side of me. And so if you haven't had the opportunity to go and look at the different videos I've uploaded, go ahead and take that chance and that opportunity. And do not forget to like and subscribe to my channel. So many people say, oh, I looked at your channel, but you didn't subscribe. So I would like to have you join my community and be a part of what I'm doing, and traveling and going. I just got back from Rome in April. I went for my birthday. It was amazing. It was a lifelong trip that I've wanted to do my whole life. Me and my daughter, we have a birthday that we shared together on April 14th. And so we had always talked about eating pizza in the middle of the streets of Rome. And guess what, guys? We were able to do that. It was kind of impromptu because we were deciding, we were really, really leaning toward Paris. And that's where we were going to go. And then all of a sudden we just came up, well, let's try Rome, you know. And it was like, okay, yeah, can we do that? And we just went for it, and God just, it just, like, Rome came to me. And I didn't go to Rome, but Rome came to me. It just dropped in my lap. And so, guys, if you had an opportunity to watch those videos, go watch those uploads. Enjoy what we're doing on that side of ministry. And so anyway, but today I just want to talk to you guys about something that may be very helpful to you in your walk with the Lord and the things that you're doing with God. First of all, last year, I was certified as a life coach. I decided to take that leap and that jump to go ahead and do some of the things. I'm always ministering. I do minister a lot. I do counsel people a lot, but I did not have, I would say, the legitimacy on paper. Of course, I have legitimacy in heaven, because God said, whom he chooses, they qualify. And it comes with the territory as a minister. But I have taken the opportunity to get certified as a life coach. And so when I began to think about, God, you putting me in this place, because I do know that there is a gift and a calling that God have always placed on my life to push others into their destiny, to push them into their purpose, into the place that God has called them to. And so I think many times that we as Christians, we suffer a lot. And I can go from my own personal experience, because for so long I ministered, but I forgot about the natural side of things and how God operates and how he works. And so you find so many people that are not operating fully in their capacity that God has given them, because they focus a lot on, yes, I'm called to the ministry, but there are also some other things that God may have called you to do. And it's okay to put your hands to the plow. That's why you have so many ministers who are on Facebook Live and who are begging for offerings, who are asking for money every 5 seconds to give, because they're not utilizing to the capacity that God has given them. God say, where he guides, he provides. God gives you provision. That's what it's called, provision. He gives you the things that you need to go ahead and execute the vision that he's given you on this earth. So we need to seek that DNA, that innate DNA that he's given us, that we can walk in that special purpose and place and be in full capacity. Not just this part unbalanced, and this part, our lives are really unbalanced because we allow our ministries to grow, but we forget about the natural many times. And because we forget about the natural part of our lives, sometimes we can find ourselves very frustrated. We can find ourselves very unfulfilled, and we don't know why. And so God, this has been a hard transition for me, because for so many years it's ministry. And that's what I'm called to do. That's my calling. That's what God has given me to do. That is my purpose here on earth. But he's also given me other things to do. Like when I started my YouTube channel, I love it. I love doing videos. I love producing. I've always wanted to produce. I've always wanted to do things like that. And so it may be as small as a seed as a YouTube video today, but the next day may be a whole film that will sponsor, that will take care of the needs of ministry that I so long need, to travel the world, to go to missions, to do things, build churches and build outreaches, you know? And so I'm grateful to God for that. But with that being said, my coaching, my life coaching that I'm starting, I hope to offer courses to help people to find their destiny, to help them get into their purpose, to find what God has ordained for them to do. There are some retreats I want to be able to hold and invite women out. You know, men can too, but I really believe women out. I'm not going to make that determination just right now that it's just women, but to bring people into their purpose and to the place that God has called them to walk in. A lot of times people just need someone to help them, to give them that push. And I know how unfulfilled and unhappy I was and have been. Let's talk about that. And that ain't been too long ago. Come on, I'm still working on that thing, because there are some things I need to birth out. And when we talk about birthing out, there are some things that are in me that need to come out. They've been in there too long. They're overstayed their time, and it's time to give birth to those things. And I have not allowed them to grow. I've not given these things feet to walk, because that doesn't fit in the tiny little box that I've created for myself. Regina Perkins Apostle, it doesn't fit into that tiny little box. And God says, open up your eyes, honey, because if you're going to walk in that apostolic calling, the apostolic anointing, it is a missionary status. It's a place where you will go out. He said, you are the sent ones. And so wherever God sends me, that's where I will flourish. So when I'm in my place that God has ordained for me to be in, and whatever station and position I am in this season, or whatever season God has placed you in, God, you will flourish. And then when that time is up, you will find that me, that I will see that things begin to crumble. And then I will know that it's time for a change. It's time for another shift. It's time for another move. And so some of us get stuck. We get stuck because we don't allow ourselves to evolve. We don't allow ourselves to grow. And we just sit there and stay in familiar places. We stay in small places. We stay in those places that we've gotten comfortable with. But we got to get to the point where we allow God to grow us and evolve us into something else. Most of the time when you see people start out with businesses, y'all, this is for free right here. You'll see them start out with a product, and they may start out with one thing. And next thing you know, there are multiple products that begin to emanate or come from that one seed that they had. So we got to be ready, God, for what God is about to do. God may tell you to write a book, but along the lines of the book, he may say, well, go ahead, unless it's, you have a written version, go ahead and do an audio version. And then once you have an audio version, God may say, go ahead and make a devotional go with it. Go ahead and make a journal or something and go with it. You see what I'm saying? And what you created as one thing begins to launch out and become more and more. Well, you know what? This is so great. Go ahead and let's do a webinar. Let's do a retreat or something. You see, that's how it started with T.D. Jakes and Woman Thou Loose. It was just a Bible study. But as you can see, Woman Thou Loose have went from to all the way from being a Bible study, hallelujah, glory to God, in somebody's small church house, into a whole movie. Come on, a whole movie. You see how God works? But we allow God to continue to breathe upon us. If we allow him to continue to blow fresh wind and pour fresh oil upon what we have, then God, we will begin to see the full gamut of what God has called you into. I know this is a rhema word. So I want to encourage you all, as I begin to launch this life coach business, if any of you may need help and consulting and different things, know that I'm getting ready to offer some online courses. I'm getting ready to put some things together as I listen to the Holy Spirit, that He will give me steps and how He wants us to go. I don't want this to be another ordinary, oh, here she go, there's so many life coaches, it's ridiculous. But I want this to be something that God has breathed upon and something that will cause you to launch and grow. And then when you come through this, that you'll say, wow, this is what I've been looking for my whole life. This is what I've been waiting to thrive. So it's going to be a makeover, huh? Roba si kandaboshe. It's going to be a makeover for you. God is going to redo you. Ha, rebe kusataramanse. Hallelujah. I'm starting to speak in tongues over something I'm talking about, life coaching. So God is getting ready to redo you. He's getting ready to make you over. And who you once was, God said, I'm getting ready to launch you into something totally different. So guys, get ready for that. God is looking for some of you. And He's been waiting on you. And He said, you just needed the right hand to put their hands on you to help mold you into what God has designed for you to be. And so I pray that this has been an encouragement to you guys. Stay tuned for more on this information on the live coaching. I pray this word inspired you, and some of you woke something up in you, caused the baby in your womb to kick and realize and say, you know what? It's something that this woman of God is saying that is hitting me. It's something in what she's speaking that is making something in me leap. And so I pray that you will meditate on what I've said today, and that God will give you instructions and give you a river. I just heard that, a river. I said instructions, but while I was saying instructions out of my mouth, I heard the Lord say river, that He will give you a river of revelation to bring this more into fruition for you, to make it more, to bring it into clarity and to bring it into full birth. And so I pray that you have a blessed day. I pray that you guys, like I said, go watch some of the videos on my YouTube channel. I'm going to come back and talk more on this, but I really didn't have a topic for this, but I just wanted to jumpstart some of you today because you needed a little encouragement, because you kind of befuddled a little bit. You're fumbling around. And I've always said, God, you've always wanted me to find people in those places of confusion where they're fumbling around and where they're looking for purpose and destiny, and bring them into that place and say, this is it, and give them the feet and wings to run. And so God bless you all. Thank you for joining in and listening into the Regina Perkins Show. I hope you have a blessed day. God bless you.